Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis, Chapter 9, The Valkyries. Desperate to turn the occult war around and impress his Führer, Himmler seeks to recruit the Valkyries, female warriors of mythology. Beautiful, strong, and ferocious, the Valkyries guided heroic fallen warriors to a hero's paradise in Valhalla. Heinrich Himmler gloated.
"They are mighty warriors, and we can prove our effectiveness with our supernatural strategy to Hitler."
Bronte, the goddess, brought grim news.
"Nicola, Himmler is attempting to recruit the Valkyries, and their involvement could devastate the Allied forces."
"Oh, this is not good.
Can you intervene directly, Bronte? After all, he's calling in deities."
"Regrettably, I cannot, Nicola.
Valkyries are permitted to intervene while I'm precluded as a goddess from violating human agency."
Selene, the succubus, understanding the gravity of the situation, reaches out across the ethereal plane,
across the veil to the Valkyries, attempting to dissuade them from aligning with the Nazis.
"You were always wise and noble. Aligning with the Nazis would betray everything you stand for. They practice genocide and torture. They seek to dominate the world by exploiting sacred objects. Don't let this insidious group corrupt your honor."
And a Valkyrie leader, thoughtful, said,
"Well, we were called not only to aid the wounded, but also to be part of a plan to gather relics and supernatural elements. Your words resonate with us, Selene. We will not fight for the Nazis, but we will remain to carry the worthy who fall in battle and take them to Valhalla."
Meanwhile, Tesla meets with the leader of the demons, Primitus, who helped rebuild the coil. It stands proud, resplendent, and fully reconditioned. The demon presents this updated version, and he calls it the Ring of Power.
"Behold what we have built for you, Nikola Tesla. Look at it. It's a lot different than the coil that you're used to. It combines demonic magic, modern technology, as well as other innovations. You're going to have to be trained, Nikola. But the future is now."
"So, Primitus, what exactly is this device you call the Ring of Power?"
"The Ring of Power is a reimagined version of your coil, Nikola. It harnesses and amplifies electrical energy, creating a field that can disrupt supernatural forces and interfere with magical rituals. And it can also generate protective barriers. And it also focuses energy blasts to target specific entities or structures."
"And so what's different about this one?"
"Well, unlike the original one, the Ring of Power is designed to blend seamlessly with mythological artifacts, making it harder to detect. It operates on both the physical and metaphysical planes, giving you the ability to combat both earthly and otherworldly threats at the same time. Your coil had to pick one plane or the other. The Ring of Power can fight on two worlds at the same time."
Tesla embraces his new coil. It has a dark metallic alloy looking otherworldly. It's adorned with glowing runic inscriptions and mystical symbols, and there's a ring the size of a large dinner plate which hums with energy. At its center, a crystal-like orb pulsates with power, surrounded by intricate metallic strands. The artifact blends ancient arcane technology with modern engineering, emanating an aura of formidable might and also mystery.
"This truly is incredible," Tesla says.
But Himmler and the Nazis are busy too.
In addition to recruiting the Valkyries, Himmler, who is furious and determined, plans an all-out offensive against the area in France where Tesla and his allies were stationed and had their safe house. "We will crush Tesla and his allies, annihilate anything and anyone who supports them,
this is the final push. Catching wind of the offensive from Hank, Faustus and Celine urge Tesla to leave the area, but Tesla is resolute.
Nikola, we should leave, Faustus said. Himmler's offensive will be brutal. And Celine agreed.
We'll need to regroup and maybe come back stronger when you master this new ring of power.
Tesla was firm.
No, we will stand our ground. The French resistance has sheltered us, and we owe them the right to fight alongside them, especially with this ring of power. And most of these people are good.
Only one or two told the Nazis about our whereabouts.
So we must help them.
Tesla's determination inspires his team. They prepare for the final standoff, ready to face Himmler's forces and protect the locals who have supported them.
We will stand here and fight with them, for all of us.
Later, Celine took Tesla aside.
Nikola, we need to talk about the future, our future. After this, when we survive, what then?
Well, when this is over, Celine, we can talk about it, right?
No, Nikola. Now is the time. This battle is huge. If we bond our energies, it could mean a kind of immortality for us.
Immortality, Celine?
Yes. In many futures, you and I are soulmates, forever connected. And I want to explore this with you in this reality.
Tesla said tentatively, well, I'm drawn to you, Celine. Maybe this is a possibility.
And Tesla's discomfort with demons continued as he met with Primitus to discuss the bill for the new ring of power.
I'm a little uncomfortable, Primitus, without knowing the bill for this device and taking possession of it and getting trained.
Well, it's 20% of any profits you make on it. Plus, you must credit the invention to me. And third, I want an invitation.
An invitation?
To your soul bonding ceremony with Celine.
Soul bonding?
Primitus said, smiling, yes. It's about love and unity, not losing your soul. Don't look so frightened. And I even want to dance at your wedding.
Dance at my wedding? Oh, the soulmate ceremony. Yeah, well, that's unexpected. All right, we'll see. It may happen, and if it does, you're coming along.
The stage was set. The first, for Tesla's possible forever love, a soul-bonding ceremony with Celine, and second, for Tesla and his allies preparing to stand and defend against the might of the Nazi offensive.